4, HKX, mobile.
Different, the two radios sound between your truck and your Expedition, KO4, CEF.
Everybody says this one sounds a little more tinny.
Maybe, I don't know, it could be the microphone, just, I don't know, it sounds more clear to me, but I don't know, because I think your other one, yeah, I don't know, I really don't know how to describe the two of them.
Could be where the mic's actually placed in the handheld part of it, could be the difference too.
That, so, well, I just pulled in the driveway, so I'll get inside here, and then I'll be on the base radio here in a few minutes, so just give me a little bit, I'll be back. KO4 CEF, and I'll be clear.
Roger, I'll talk to you in a few. KO4 HKX, mobile.
B4 CBA, mobile.
Dave, KO4 HKX, been a while.
It has. Patrick, how are you been doing?
Good. Just going through the daily grind.
Okay, so more of the above, huh? Or SOS, same day, same thing, different day, something like that, however that goes. But anyway, well, no surprise to you, I'm sure, but I'm going to play tennis, so, again, I played at 9 o'clock this morning, and so I'm playing again at 6. So, that's where I'm headed, and I bet you're glad you don't have to drive on 85 up to get home.
I'm glad I'm getting nowhere near 85.
And I usually watch the news right before I leave, and you know, just to hear the latest news and weather. And of course, you know, it's supposed to rain Saturday, but it's okay because we've got a game scheduled in the bubble, so I'll be able to play indoors Saturday, so that'll work out good.
I had outdoor plans this weekend. So much for that, it looks like.
That was doing a little maneuvering. Guy had his right turn signal on, and a lot of people turn right at this intersection, and so I pulled out, and he didn't turn right. I looked up, and he was right on my bumper, and so, oops. So I threw my hand up at him. Sorry about that.
Amazing how many people do that kind of thing, don't realize the turn signal's on, or just don't even turn one on.
My joke is that if my wife's with me, I'll say, "Look at there, hon." I said, "That car didn't come with turn signals. They must be optional."
Early 50s model, right? Before they mandated them?
You stick your arm out the window and give your signal. So I guess that was rough if it was, you know, like 10 degrees or something. But in the wintertime, have to roll the window down, stick your arm out. Oh, well, I didn't think about that. But I am old enough to remember people doing that. I think turn signals were out. They were just, you know, still practicing the hand signal thing.
You ask anybody under 50, and I bet 10% of them don't know what the hand signals are, though.
Probably right. You know, come to think of it, we used to use them riding our bicycles, too, so that was another thing that I remember doing. And, you know, if we go down the street, street and get a car behind us, and we were getting ready to turn. You know, we'd give a signal, and, so they wouldn't try, like, we were turning, especially if we were turning left, which we did a lot off of this one street, and, you know, you didn't want a car trying to go around you, you know, while you're turning left. That would not turn out too good.
And that's one of the things we have a lot of bicycle riders up around the house, and they don't know what their hand signals are or the rules of the road for a bicycle. I think they ought to have a basic class in it before they can ride on the road, and that cut some of that stuff out.
I personally, this is my own opinion, but I think that the DOT needs to redo their driver's handbook and of course, driver's ed classes can reflect the same thing. But since we came out with ABS brakes, I can remember them telling us as technicians that we had a class at Greenville Tech on ABS, and I think I was working for the county. Well, I don't know. I might have been at Fairway Ford, but anyway, doesn't matter. I was working on cars, and they said that they would not prevent an accident. And I thought it was kind of weird, but actually they do prevent accidents, because my wife's living proof of that. Because your tires don't lock up, so you can actually steer your car while you're braking, even in a panic stop. And and she did that. There was a truck in front of her, and he just stopped right in the middle of the road, and the lane beside her was empty, so she just jerked the car over into that lane, and she was already braking. Because she was going to run into the back of the truck, so she was able to get over, because she would have hit the truck if she, she hadn't gotten over. So they do prevent accidents, but I think everybody should know what hitting that brake pedal in a panic stop feels like. That vibration and the noise that you hear, because it causes people to let off the brake momentarily, and that's the last thing you want to do with ABS.
That I've actually had people come back into the dealership complaining about the brakes making a funny noise and a pedal vibrating. They didn't know that that's what that was. But Dave, I have reached the state line, so I'm going to have to say 7-3, and maybe we can catch up another time. KO4 HKX, and I'll be clear on your final. 7-3.
And again, after so long, and you have a good rest of the day, and I hope you have a good rest of the week, too. I'll talk to you. But anyway, 73s, and I'll talk to you later. KB4 CPA Mobile.